The story of the road to Emmaus, sometimes called the Supper at Emmaus, is one of the most beautiful passages in Luke's gospel. And it occurs in the twilight of that Easter day. It occurs after much sadness and loss and mourning. And the two disciples walking along are not aware of what has occurred. They are not aware of the women's message. They have not heard any of the events in Jerusalem as they admit to Jesus when he questions them. And so even in the middle of all of that sadness and loss, there is something intriguing about this stranger, this person whom they don't fully recognize, who even though well-versed in Scripture, and even with all of the explanation about the suffering of Messiah, even through that, they're not sure who he is, but there's something captivating and engaging about him, and they invite him to stay. And then in the offering of bread, in the breaking of bread, the kind of part two of the encounter, they realize who it is. Luke is writing at a time when the early Christians have begun to worship. They have begun to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. Indeed, they've begun to remember him fully in Scripture and also in the breaking of bread. And so this is Luke's way of bringing to mind the Eucharist and letting us know the importance of the Eucharist, even for the very early church, and the importance of fellowship and in gathering to sustain each other's faith and each other's lives. You might now take a moment to look at the image that has been included in today's service. I've been taking advantages of digital worship to include images that help illustrate Scripture, especially the Gospel passages. The painting that I have chosen today is Caravaggio's setting of the Supper at Emmaus. Caravaggio, the early 17th century painter, actually depicted this scene twice, and this is the second one. One of the particular gifts of Caravaggio's painting is the use of light and a technique that is called chiaroscuro, which literally means light and dark, the interplay of light and dark, of the brilliance of light and then the shadows that light creates. And in this painting, it's used to a master stroke of genius. You notice the figures are gathered there at the table. The central figure is, of course, Jesus. The figure on the left, somewhat hidden in the shadows, is Cleopas. And the figure on the right, not named in the story, is widely believed to be Luke himself, who may have placed himself into the story, not necessarily into the painting, but into the tradition that he was present on the road to Emmaus and is narrating from his first person account. And then Caravaggio brings the women into his scene, not the women that were at the tomb, but nonetheless two women to balance the two guests at the table. So they are the serving women. They're the women who have been providing the meal at the table. On the table is food in the center, bread, more or less to the left, and a flagon of wine to the right. One detail of the many details that are important are the hands. With the darkening of the painting, it's difficult to see them all, but the three figures' hands are all depicted. Cleopas on the left has a hand, his left hand raised over the bread, his right hand is by the edge of the table, as if to be an acknowledgement. He's just grasped that is Jesus sitting there. Luke on the right has both hands grasping the table, his left hand in the foreground, his right hand is just behind the flagon of wine, as if to say and to indicate that he is moving forward toward Jesus, as if to say, yes, it is you, and now I understand. Jesus' hands are the most clearly visible. His left hand is resting on the table, and his right hand is raised in blessing, which interestingly is the position of the hands that a celebrant at communion would use at the altar, the left hand touching the linens and the right hand raised to make the sign of the cross over the bread. The two women kind of underscore the story. The woman in the center, closest to Jesus, is gazing directly at him as if to ponder or to try to comprehend what it is that he's doing with this bread and wine. He's not just serving the meal. There's something special happening there. The other woman looks directly at the figure whom we call Luke with an understanding and a warm face, a face that has insight into the scene and seems to be indicating that she understands for Luke that this is a very important event. Getting back to the chiaroscuro and the use of light and dark by Caravaggio, the most telling display is how he's portrayed Jesus. Exactly one half of his face is in the light and one half is in darkness. It's as almost as if it were a half moon in the sky. What is happening? What is he indicating through the light? Well, one possibility is that he is capturing the moment where Jesus is beginning to vanish from their sight, to move from being visible to being invisible. The other might be that despite full light or darkness, despite visibility or invisibility, despite what we see or can't see, Jesus is still present here in the bread and the wine. Jesus is present in the room. The use of the half-lit, half-dark Jesus might be an acknowledgement that we are often in doubt and in belief. We often have moments of great insight into our faith and moments when we're not so sure. We often think we have a grasp on what we know and believe, and then again, many times, we're not so certain about what we believe. We have a faith right now that is trying to guide us through these difficult and challenging days. But then there are moments when we wonder where all of this will lead and what will the future bring. So in this incident at Emmaus, and particularly in the way Caravaggio has captured it, we're kind of assured that in light or dark, in faith or doubt, in knowing or unknowing, the presence of Jesus is with us. In Scripture, in the breaking of bread, in fellowship, in faith, and whether we fully understand, whether we partially understand, whether we think we see Jesus in the light or are trying to find him through the darkness, he is still with us. As was felt so much at Emmaus on that evening, did not their hearts burn within them when he heard him sharing and explaining the scriptures to them? And so for us as well, we cry out, could not our hearts burn within us again to know the power and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was with us always and is with us always, even to the end of the ages. Amen.